With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. With hundreds of millions of dollars streaming into campaigns, candidates with small budgets can't often compete. So the nonprofit Common Cause New Mexico is working on ways to dole out public money. Executive Director Heather Ferguson explains.
The other thing that we're working on with money in politics is public financing. Up in Santa Fe at a municipal level, City Councilor Carol Romero-Worth is carrying a bill to help make Santa Fe City public financing bill, their public financing program, viable again. They haven't had quite enough money to be able to run viable campaigns against privately funded candidates, and that will have a hearing on August 30th.
In Albuquerque, supporters of a campaign financing initiative called Democracy Dollars faced a Tuesday deadline to gather the signatures they needed to place it on the ballot. If approved in November, Duke City voters will get a voucher in the mail to apply to the candidate of their choice. It's based on a program in Seattle helping to even out the playing field. Meanwhile, Ferguson says Common Cause New Mexico is working with Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth to resurrect a bill passed by lawmakers last year that didn't make it past the governor's desk.
And Governor Martinez vetoed it last year, so we're bringing that back. That is something that is constantly evolving with case law, with various campaign finance cases that are moving forward. And so what that will allow is for more disclosure, more transparency to try to see who is giving what to the campaign, especially important now as these campaigns are garnering more and more money.
Ferguson says she's glad to see that while there's more money in politics this election cycle, there are also more people engaging in the political process. And that, she says, is good for democracy. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.